everyone. I'm Kendria. I need you to go like, follow, and subscribe. Soul Productions.
What's up, everyone? And this is Next Level Thinking.
What's up, everyone? It's another episode of Next Level Thinking, where we always bring you inspirational guests to help you take it to the next level. It's your host, Chris Holmes, as always. But now I have a special guest by the name of Flag, with two G's, by the way. So let's go ahead and open it up real quick and tell the audience a little bit more about yourself, and we're just going to let it flow from there.
All right. Well, like my brother said, my name is Lance Flag. I went to State University of Houston, Texas. I majored in sociology, minor in human resources. I appreciate my major always says the psychology of society, why things move the way they do. But the most important thing that I've been like thinking about lately, and why I've been excited to come on the show with my brother Chris Holmes, is just talking about how you have to have the results in your favor. At the end of the day, if you can focus on the results, where is it going to get you? Long term and short term, you'll always have a clearer path that can direct you into more productive means and results. Awesome. So always just focus on those results.
Awesome, awesome. So I know with that little quick step up there, I already know we're about to go really deep into this, and then you just mentioned you all in psychology and much more. So this is about to get real interesting. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and hit it with this one. Maybe I should go ahead and hit with the gas to the floor. So I'm going to hit it with this one. What do you think, out of your own personal opinion, is the biggest adversity that a person within themselves has to go through to get to their goals or results? Because a lot of times it deals with insecurities, maybe fear, or maybe in doubts, but I want to go ahead and hear from your end what you think on this.
I have to admit that, you know, when I've been going through all of my training, whether it be with family members or with people at my school, my professors, my friends, you have to become comfortable being uncomfortable.
Oh, damn. You can't be driving that kind of the hell you are. You went right into it. But that's true. Hey, keep going,
It's true, man. I mean, you have to become comfortable being uncomfortable because that is what fuels the leap of faith. If you're not willing to take that chance, you know, you have to become used to it. It's just like a muscle. Once you become used to it, you're willing to take the chance that, you know, I always say if you can show up, you'll be trained. They have to train you. There's no harm in trying something new because you have to be taught it first. If you're always teachable, everything that you learn can be used to get you to where you're trying to go. And that's why I always tell people, like, you know, they used to say, oh, sociology is such a generic major, but it's actually very specific. I deal with people. So in all aspects of that, I can take that degree and metamorphosize it into different things that can get me where I want to go and get me a family, you know, and make sure that I'm happy. But that's how I did that. I was uncomfortable. I went from, you know, being born and raised in Texas, never going on vacations anywhere. I moved around a lot with family members due to our own, like, personal adversity. And, you know, through moving around in Texas, I was like, man, I really want to get out. I really want to be something different. And, you know, I follow politics a little bit, but I just wanted to see how a blue state is different. You know, what makes it such a big deal? When I come here and, you know, different policies as far as they allow me to use my degree faster, the minimum wage is higher, the cost is lower. So, you know, just getting the job and taking that leap of faith got me to be in my career to where I'm just like really happy I have a child, you know, and I focus on the results. So, you know, what can I do to get me where I want to be? And I wanted to be in a position to take care of my family comfortably and not have to depend on it. And now my wife is staying home with our child. I work, but I'm a social worker, so I get to move around, meet family. I mean, but I never would have been able to do that had I not taken that leap of faith and became comfortable, being comfortable.
All right, so we got to go even deeper than that. You said a mouthful right there. People getting all kinds of gems from this already. We just got to get started. But one thing I like how you pretty much like to talk real in depth about taking that leap of faith, and especially like, you know, going to places and much more. And also like just hearing from what you were saying, like traveling to different states, because, you know, that can be a big fear for a lot of different people, especially when you travel to like somewhere where you don't have friends or family. It's like completely unknown. You have thoughts that got to go in your head, like, am I going to be able to make it? Was this a big mistake? I don't want to be foolish. And then sometimes, I'm speaking completely real. and you don't want to be you don't want other people to think down on you because you made this move trying to better yourself, but it's all about getting outside that comfort zone. But from there, I'm going to go even more further. So what do you think is the main thing that kind of holds people back? And I'm going to go off some, because I listen to a lot of different people like Gary Vee and all that, Les Brown. But I'm going to pinpoint on this one. A lot of times, a lot of people don't make that jump. Now, this is going to hurt a lot of people because the people that can probably hold you back the most. Now, I know everybody may have different situations. Can be either like your close loved one or...
I'm a family who got it.
Or like your family. And it can sometimes, then that's going to really hurt, but it's being completely honest, transparent about it, like your mom or dad or grandparents, somebody that really raised you. So I'm going to let you have the floor with that and take off of that one.
Well, I'm a spiritual guy. Like you said, your mother and father may, leave you, your dad, your father never forsake you. So at the end of the day, you have to have the principle, lifestyle that you're going to take those chances. But I also want to touch on, people have to be willing to self-critique. Self-critique goes back to focusing on facts. When you focus on the facts, you can make an educated guess. They say to master something. Every master tells you that you have to master the basics first before you can do things that are unknown. You have to know the basics. So when I made this move, I didn't do it out of, I didn't come out here and not research. I looked up, what it will take for me to get my position. What will it take for me to be in my career? What will it take for me to get an apartment? And that's why I brought up the minimum wage.
I got to hit on that real quick before you go on further. That's one of the biggest mistakes most people don't make. Now, of course, we talk about leap of faith, but I think the biggest, most common mistake is they take that leap of faith without doing the research. So that's really right there. And then, the fundamentals and things are much more. Like, for example, I'm going to use a sports analogy. Like, I'll keep it simple. Like, you wouldn't expect a defender on a football team to make, great defensive plays if he wasn't taught the fundamentals of tackling or, way they should, position themselves and things like that. Otherwise, they're just relying on instincts. And they may have great athletic ability, but the fundamentals and foundation is going to show eventually.
That owns your instincts.
Yeah. So, from there, I just want to put that little quick point on there because I know you got this thing going.
Oh, no, I appreciate you, man. I mean, you're right. I mean, that owns your instincts. I found it funny that I went to San Francisco State University. They told us, when I first was in orientation as a freshman, to read a book called The Power of Habit. And, that really showed me, on an individual level and as far as corporations, how changing your habits can really change the outlook. And, I had to teach that to some of the halfway house. I worked with prisoners and former offenders who were trying to transition back into society. And I had to tell them, you have to have those habits. You have to have those things. Like I told my family, who originally doubted me until they saw the results. I mean, my job is still a job. Walmart is still Walmart. I might be in a different state, but I know the fundamentals are, if I take care of myself, if I budget my money correctly, if I make sure I have more than enough to take care of necessities and budget for my wants, I'll be more than fine, especially in an economy that allows me to utilize my degree much faster. I sat in a training to be a social worker with two other people who were also professors, and they also had their master's. I have my bachelor's. I found it funny that they also confirmed you need a master's just to get started in tech. Whereas here, I have a bachelor's. The minimum wage is higher. So just coming out here, I knew if I could just get a job and maintain, I'll be better off and in a position to, propel myself further. And once again, it went from that leap of faith coupled with doing the research to know the differences, to know where I could go which would give me the most benefit.
Okay,
it's an educated guess.
Okay, I got to go ahead and on this one real quick because you're dropping way too many jewels over your flag. I'm messing with you. But I'm glad you mentioned that because, one thing I strongly believe is I'll put this little in, is mentors. And I'm going to tell you this. One of my mentors is a millionaire. And, I take great advice from him. And it's funny you hit on that because one of the things that he said that separates the top elite when it comes to making wealth and much more or success in your life or wherever you want to go is habits. Habits will define everything. And this came from him. A person is making millions, and he said habits is everything. Because you can what in your mind, you know, have this vision, all that much more, but it's your action and execution, your habits to stay disciplined to get there. Because we can talk big game, I want to be the best basketball player, extreme riches, not that much more. But what are you actually doing in the actions to stay on core of what you need to be doing? Because you can be like, oh, I'm going to have this great, you know, I can summon a six pack and much more. But what are your actions doing? Like, are you working out? Are you hitting the gym? Is your diet right? You know, I'm just being completely honest. Or if you want to talk about money, because I'm glad you brought that up too, because it's a very sensitive subject that but really needs to be talked about is, you know, we always, well, I'm going to go further with this one. And it may be a little controversial, but I feel like when it comes to certain cultures and things like that, the reason why, like, there's a difference between the extremely wealthy and those who are in poverty, it comes back to habits. Because of people that are in the top elite, they watch their spending habits. They invest into assets that's going to actually double on their money. They're not always trying to purchase certain items just for validations, just for someone's approval who may not even like them. So this is getting really deep, because a lot of these different things will actually determine where you go in life. And it's all held on to your habits and accountability.
Yep. You have to be accountable, because that'll teach you where you need to make those adjustments. Of course, you don't want people to stifle your dreams, but you want to make sure your dreams are attainable. So you're going to self-critique. What is going to give me the result that's going to get me where I need to be? But like you said, those habits are going to shape that to where your instincts will lead you and carry you to where you'll know where to go. You know, I forgot exactly how they put it, but I remember that they said, like, luck is a mixture of preparation. You know, you're prepared. Things have talent that makes up the rest. But when you prepare, when you practice how you play, you know, going out there for the game isn't such a big deal. Going out there to take that leap of faith, it's a legal thing, but it's like you know that you're confident in yourself. You know you have the means to do so. Boy, and as far as people and their habits with money, you know, I had a friend in school said, and this is the importance of networking. This is why you have to talk to different people to get that different knowledge that you can utilize in your life. He told me, you need to pay your bills first. I said, how am I going to pay myself first when I got to pay my bills on first?
Oh, keep going.
You said, think about it, man. You said, everybody does the same loop. You pay your bills on the first, then you broke, or you have a little bit of what you may call your savings. You got to try to hold on to what little bit you have and go without for the next 2 weeks until you get paid again. By the time you get that, you went without for so long that now you just blow through it so fast because you're so happy to have it again. And before you know it, the first is rolling around. I said, well, what's the difference? I mean, I'm only getting paid twice a month. What do you mean pay yourself first? He said, if you're willing to take a hit, if you're willing to take the time to allow yourself to get the payment on the first, you'll have enough money. Well, he said, basically pay your bills early. If you pay them at the end of the month, when you get paid on the first, you'll have more than enough money to build up your storage. When that's real wealth, just having more than enough. It's not just saying, oh, I have the money. It's just literally the concept of more than enough. I'm not without, and I can have something and not go broke for it. So if you can get enough groceries to last you 2 weeks, get enough entertainment to last you 2 weeks, that in itself will cut down on your cost because you're not going out of a whim. When you have a little savings built up, when you get paid again, you pay your bills, and then you repeat. And I have to say, I've been living that lifestyle with my wife ever since that friend of mine told me that. And that also helped propel me because I paid myself first. I looked at wealth in a different fashion as far as having more of the stuff and having time. That's why I pursued jobs where I had more time and I was getting paid more money.
Right.
I pursued going to a state where, you know, the same effort I would put in Texas is getting me more output in Colorado with less restraint. And I'm not saying it's for everyone, but, you know, research.
Like, I thought this was supposed to be an interview, not a whole educational program. So I'm about to start charging.
My bad, man.
I'm about to start charging for this, man. You drop the jewels, $1 million information. But yeah, whoever's listening to this, you just got lucky on this one. I didn't expect this to go like this, but I like how this is going. So whoever
it
is.
I appreciate it,
but I'm saying that for real because a lot of stuff, I'm going to have to look. I'm going to be completely honest on this podcast. If you ever come to Texas, I'm going to find a way to probably, like, get you my mentor at, like, touched up on, like, a hand-to-hand basis because everything that you're saying, he's saying. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. So this probably validates the things you're doing. But I'm telling you right now, you're on the right pathway, because that it all comes down to mindset and your view of money. Now, I'm going to make it and go even, I'm going to go ahead and go even deeper since we're on this subject. So we dropping these $1 million jewels. So let's go ahead and keep going then.
Yeah.
So look, yeah. Now, this is going to hurt a lot of people, but it's the honest truth what separates a lot of people. Let me go ahead, even though I'm on a steering wheel, you know, I like going to go, but I'm about to go put my foot down on this one. So this may hurt, but look, your view of money will determine if you will be forever in poverty or you will either establish wealth or live a freedom. So if you view money, now it's going to hurt, in a negative way, or think of people who have money in a negative way, guess what?
Yeah.
It's not going to be attracted to you. Money does not like to be attracted to people who don't like money. Now, I know right now that's going to be like, what? You can't say that. I'm just being completely honest. You can look through the history so much more. Money is not attracted to people who do not like money. Think about it. If you think of a mindset when it comes to poverty and much more, think of all the action conversations. Man, I can't stand this person. You know, they're always rich. You know, they have always doing these scholarships. They have negative vibes. I can't stand that he got this house. I can't stand he got this car. I can't stand that he afford. It's all these like negative views on money. But in reality, what they fail to realize is money's not everything. I'm going to go ahead and hit that now before people get this misconfusing, you know, and misinterpret it. It's not everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, it will create either opportunities for financial freedom or your ability to give more. And I find it funny that the people that criticize those that have the most money are the people that actually give the most. Because think about it, when certain individuals are looking for like a great donation for their organization or a cause, who are they going to? The people with money. The people with the big businesses. Now, that's a reality check for a lot of people, but it's the honest truth and the conversation that we need to have more often, because your mindset and a view of money is going to reflect your own reactions. And I'm going to hit one of this on the chat floor, too, since we're dropping this $1 million information and all that much more. Got this education.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to break down this video into a course now since we went to this. But it's this. Your inner circle will determine where you're at. And sometimes you may have to cut off certain people to uplift yourself, because eagles fuck with eagles. Oh, I know you felt it. Eagles fuck with eagles. And if you want to be at the bottom, you'll fuck with the bottom. And the people that are at the top do not want to be around those at the bottom. Now, trust me, look, I'm all about loyalty and much more. But the people at the top level don't want to be associated with those at the bottom because of the mindset. It drains them and brings them down. And positive energy is everything. So I'm gonna let you have the floor with that. I know we have a lot of jewels right now, but I'm gonna let you have the floor with that. Rather might.
Oh man, I appreciate you, man. You're right, and I love what you hit on. Once again, you know, people take things that are just rude. You know, people say like, "Don't have money, and maybe bad." But they don't realize the Bible actually has stuff about having a million uses. Why it says that money is to talk about using the resources much as bank. Point you have to make your money work for you. Like you said, you have to change the mindset. Wealth is good. Wealth is good. Have to share it with the world. It's without having greater control. It's something you can budget. I also think people do. You know, the importance of going without to get to where you want to be. You know, I think you may have been on that earlier in the year, but you know,
I see what you're doing and I respect
you. I think, you know, you have to be able to go without to get to where you want to be. You don't ever want to forget how you felt when you were hungry. You don't want to forget the mindset of how you felt about, because when you are over a time, like when you act, when you actually try to get the call it to conserve the mindset. I have a lot of people that are not necessarily a young man.
And that's all budgeting is, man. I don't have more than enough, and it's the attainable. But also using it to attain something that's worth it, which are your dreams. That's the importance of having those goals, not being stagnant, always moving forward. I mean, I was only out here for 3 years. I went from working in a hotel to being a social worker. How'd you do that? Okay, I worked at the hotel. You know, as long as it benefited me, I was able to pay my bills, come to UA, do take care of my family. But then I'm like, hey, I realized I'm in Colorado. I'm keeping my degree. I started working for a detox unit. I found out about the case management position. I mean, because I set a goal of using my degree to help people and serve people, I got to a place where, yes, because that's what I like to tell my clients that. I mean, a measure of life really is service. And I know I'm loving my school a lot, but I'm proud of my degree. And I respect what they were trying to put us on, because even football players, even musicians, everyone who has a lot of money, think about it, they're servicing a lot of people. At the end of the day, you have to be servicing people in order to gain money. You're going to have to give up something for that, too. I used to tell my wife, you know, being famous is not a thing, because you're going to have to give up your time. You're going to have to be on the road. You have to realize your cost benefit. What are you really willing to give up to get to where you want to go? Where do you really want to go? What does that mean for you? Is that really going to give you the future that you're looking to have? I told my wife, I want to have a house. I want to have a study. I want to have kids grow up educated who can benefit their people. So, of course, I want to go somewhere where I can take care of myself and show them that you know, that's actually possible, where they can see it on the daily. But that came with the history. That came with the tutelage and knowledge that I've learned from everyone around me. Even people who you would say, oh, I can learn anything from them. You can learn something from anyone if you're teachable and willing to take that self-critique and understand how you can implement it to get you where you're trying to go. It's not about being fake and just taking what everyone else is doing. No, where are you trying to go? That should aid all the knowledge. That should help you filter what will get you where you need to be. But like you said with family, you know, I love my family, and not everyone will see your vision. They didn't see my vision initially, but I love the fact that when I had my baby, right, my family came out here, and they saw how we were, and they said, they're like, wow, man, you really built a life out here for yourself. You really take care of your family, growing a family. And how is that possible? In 2019, my wife stayed home because I was willing to take that leap of faith with all the history, with all the things that I've learned, and put it toward that goal of using my degree in a way that it worked for me, making my money work for me. And once again, you know, pay yourself first, make the numbers work for you. If you increase your revenue and cut your costs, you will always have more. It's simple concept. Simple turns into complex. The complex can turn into the simple. That's why a billionaire can tell you, on a lower level, how it's got there. It's up to you to take that jewel and run, because it really is. It's going to be a matter of time. You're not going to get that one big check that's going to make you rich. It's going to be a combination of checks that you save, that you turn your new money into old money that will over time make you rich. But that also starts with the mindset. If you're rich in the mindset, if you always think of what a benefit me and what a hurt me, I should go this route. That's how you'll be led to a better friend, the better opportunity, the better outcome, because that's what you're looking for. That's what you guide your life. That's what you filter and view things through. And that's why I say, if you focus on those results and take that leap of faith by being uncomfortable and being confident, wow, I didn't touch on it as much, because after a while, you become comfortable being uncomfortable. So it's not even really a big deal. It's like, you know, I really don't want to have to go out here and do this presentation. Let me go out here and knock it out, get in my best place, get it over with. And then I'll go back home and be an introvert later. But I'm about to take this business right now. You know, we're a very powerful people, and you just have to, you know, aim it in the right direction. And self-critique.
Flat.
And use all that.
Flat. I'm gonna be real with you real quick. If you don't release a book, we're gonna fight.
Hey, man,
if I don't see a book released by you, or you doing your own like courses or workshop, we're gonna fight. I'm like, flat. Like, I told you, you can't be having.
Hey, this is how we have to make this connection, man. Hey, you know, I told my wife, I'm good where I've come to that point where I feel like I'm done. You know, it takes time, like I said. I'm not saying it's an overnight thing. But I'm at that point now where I feel like I can preach on it because I've actually practiced it. I'm not telling you anything I haven't done myself. I'm not telling you anything I haven't gone through. That's why I can relate to you mentioning family doubting, people doubting, you know, not seeing your vision. And even you not seeing your own vision, but how do you actually get there, I should say? Because you can see it, but like you said, if you don't have that work ethic, how are you really going to get there? And that's what the focus is on results. You you can say you the hottest thing ever, but until those numbers say it, it don't really matter. But once the numbers say it, you ain't even got to talk. The numbers don't lie. So you got to have the numbers work for you. Once again, just like with the wealth, you got to have it. You got to make your money work. Well, I appreciate you, man. Help me out, man. I'm at that place where I want to pop on it for, man. So I'm trying to get out there and do some things, man.
You had so many jewels on that. Like, shoot, I'm over here trying to take notes in my head because I'm over here driving about to park this car. But that's really good. So one thing I want to go a little bit even more further in depth is when you were talking about not how everybody's going to understand your vision. So I want you to go even further on that because I feel like this is very important, especially with a lot of people in the youth. Well, I'm gonna take that back. Everybody, because one thing that I see constantly going on. And people are not talking about is when people have these certain dreams, visions, and much more, it's natural for a person to look for validation from a loved one and much more. And they end up getting disappointed because of they interpret the dream, but it's not exactly as the original person saw it because it was their vision. And the reason I said it like that is because the vision was given to you for a reason. It is for you.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going to naturally interpret it, but it's not going to be the same results because it was given to you for a reason. Because that you may have a certain way that you're going to do different things. It's going to work perfectly for you. But someone from the outside in is going to be like, I think this is going to work for you, but they don't really know you from a core. So sometimes it's good at times to sometimes move in silence, or better yet, just let your actions show. Because if you're not careful, you put out, your dream to too many people or the wrong person.
He almost dropped off his phone.
If you give it to the wrong person, it may disrupt it or destroy it. Because one thing I strongly believe, and I believe it every day that I wake up and to times for me to go, is this. The richest place on earth is the grave. Is because there's so many talents, dreams, and much more left undone because they were looking for validation of others, or they did not pretty much execute or even try on what they were thinking or that what they believed which could be possible. So go ahead.
Ooh, man. And like you said about everyone not seeing the vision, what I've noticed and like I said, you can turn the simple into the complex. How do you want to make a change in your day-to-day life? Don't tell everybody at work you've been. And you're like, what do you mean? Because like you just said, man, I've seen it. I've seen people who they see your potential and they try to purposely put up roadblocks. Yes, people can try to be stumbling blocks and be turned into stepping stools. But, don't give them the ammo. That just only makes them more effective. Go in there and be with some focus. Because you'll be the one who is viewed as working harder. Excuse me. You'll be the one that's viewed as taking those results as being someone that management always looks to be dependable. Because you're not focused on what everyone else is doing. And more often than not, you're just focused on yourself. When you finally do stop to look around you, you'll see that you're farther ahead than you thought you were because you're just focusing on yourself. It goes back to the action. Anybody can talk about it. But once the results are there, you're going to see a change. People are going to see your life. People are going to see those opportunities. Like I said, man, I worked at a halfway house. And even at the halfway house, I started from the bottom, man. I was working UAs, man. I was looking at people's members all day. That wasn't the best thing. But, hey, you got to start somewhere. And I moved up into security. And then from there, I moved up into having my own office as a case manager. Man, there were people who had been there for at least 2 years longer than me, who had not even thought of taking that lead. Sure enough, I become a case manager. Now everyone wants to put in and be a case manager. It's once again, everyone's not going to get that vision because, first off, it's not everyone else's vision. And not everything is for everyone. That's why we stress the importance of having your own goals and mindset that are outside of what everyone else is talking about, but also having the work ethic to get the results to actually get you there. People don't chase their dreams because they don't feel like it's attainable because in some instances, you may be viewing it in a way that is not attainable. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you're not going to get there. If you're not willing to put in the work, People fail to realize how much is really done behind closed doors, in the sense of, you don't know how long that man was working out. You don't know how long that woman was writing that poem. You don't understand how long they were writing that rap, or writing that journal, or making that presentation, or making that board meeting notes. You know, you don't understand how much time and effort those people put in to get to where they are. And once you do understand that, you'll find yourself in those positions. And that's why people are put in management positions, because you're focused on results. We need something that's quantifiable. You know, even though I majored in sociology, it's something that deals with people. You don't think it would be something that's quantifiable, but we actually have statistics. We actually did do surveys. We actually did find that, you know, people in areas, people from certain backgrounds, will have similar aspects of views on things. We can base our statistics on that. So, like Chris is saying, these are rules of the universe as far as
see, I gotta stop you right there, because I'm gonna have to find a way to make sure when I post this, I'm gonna make sure my mentor listens to this, because I'm putting a message, be like, look, I know I don't really say listen to certain podcast interviews, but I'm like, I'm gonna be like, you need to listen to this one, because he sounds exactly like you. You'll be like, but you mean like, no, nah, like, I, you know, all jokes aside, usually I play around, but I'm being dead serious. He sounds exactly like you. So, like, especially.
Disclaimer, I've never met this man ever before. Never before. I've only met my fat brother Chris Holmes, man. Much love, man. So, hey, I'll take it, man. I need all the positive vibes. My 5-month-old baby appreciates it. Hey.
Yes. So, I'm going to. Ooh, got me over taking notes, because like I like the energy of this. But so let me add two things. So the laws of the universe is like pretty much your actions gonna determine anything. Like if you focus on your role and do everything that you need to do and execute, you know, focus on results and much more, the right people, the right events and all that thing will naturally happen. But if you constantly are making the bad mistakes, you're gonna constantly go the other direction. That's why constantly a lot of people are like, why does this always constantly happen to me? You know, nothing's changing. And I'm like, have you looked in the mirror? Like, let's be honest, like look from the outside in. Look at all your actions. Look at who are the people you're hanging around with. What are you doing to start your day? What are you feeding to your energy? I mean, what are you constantly reading? What are you constantly watching? I mean, you don't get mad at everybody else because of what you're doing. See, nobody wants to take accountability for their actions. Because if you do what you need to do, the laws of the universe, and this is one of the things that my mentor talks about a lot, what everything will naturally happen to you. Now, also with that, I want to hit on this. I feel like it's very important, very important. Now, in the beginning, I didn't think like this, but when I switched it around, everything started going more into the direction I need to go. In the beginning, and most people do this, it's like kind of struggling to get out, want to put others first. Now, let me go ahead and explain that, because people will be like, where are you going with this? Like, I don't like how this sounds. And that's the reason why I said that. Make sure you take care of yourself first, because if you are broken yourself, or you don't have a strong foundation, just being completely honest, how can you help others? Now, you may be able to help a little, but you won't be able to help fully. That is the biggest mistake I think a lot of people make, because they're trying to help someone out and themselves is not balanced. They're not really founded. They're struggling with stuff like, oh, I'm gonna help you out. And what's actually happening is when you try to reach out your hand, you're not fully stable. You're actually making it worse for yourself. I mean, how can you save somebody else when your own boat's sinking? I'll let that go ahead and hit somebody's mind right there, just being completely honest. Ooh, or we're going to throw this analogy with the airplane.
You know,
put your own oxygen mask on first before you can help others. Too many times when it comes to finances or anything else that happened in life, you know, we all have a caring heart. Let's be honest, we're humans. But we have to be smart about it and make sure we're set. Because if we're not fully set, we're going to both end up going down in the ship. So.
It's so true, man. It's so true. I've seen it so many times. Like you said, in all aspects, relationships, whether it be at your job, whether it be at home, you have to be able to fuel yourself in a positive manner to be there for other people. And you cannot do that without a good foundation. I dealt with that, you know, even at my job, you know, like I tell people, that's why you always have to push forward. There's always going to be something. Nothing's perfect. There's always going to be some imperfection or something you can work on or something you're going to have to deal with that isn't ideal. But if you have the right mindset, you can get get through anything. And I'm at a job now. You know, I'm coming into a state job where everyone's running around, man. Got a lot going on. I mean, this is social work. I mean, things are happening every day. And I, you know, I was told and I had to learn, you know, and I realized through my, you know, in addition to what people were telling me, it just confirmed what I was told in the past. Build up that foundation. Take care of my cases. Take care of my clients that I work with. And then later on, I'll be able to help other people with theirs. But you have to be able to take care of yourself first. I've seen many people let a family member or let a friend live at their home to the point of their detriment. Now they're both getting kicked out. You know, what did it benefit you to look after that person if now both of y'all are homeless? It did not benefit you. So once again, focusing on those results. That's how you can tell what people are made of, too. I mean, the things we're talking about, this is free knowledge, and it's because it's elemental. I mean, if you're making it happen in your life, you're obviously doing something right. And whether it be small scale, large scale, but if you can practice at a middle school football field, you know, you have the potential to play on an NFL football field. And that football field is still 100 yards. I mean, come on. We really have to have those fundamentals in place. You can't do it. But there are just certain sacrifices you have to make. There are certain things you have to realize. Like you said, you have to look in the mirror and get that reflection and just get that honest truth. And you'll feel better about doing that because it is uncomfortable initially. But when you realize, you know, I'm going to make this adjustment and see what happens because I feel like this wasn't working. Oh, snap. I made that adjustment. And now this is working. You feel better about going back to that mirror. You're ready for it. You're like, you know what? What else can I do to improve? It's not a slander on yourself. It's just, you know, I had a professor who was a sociology professor. He told me, he said, you don't tell people of something that they're doing wrong. You basically say this is an opportunity to improve. Always look at it as opportunity to improve. You're still getting something out of it. So what is that result? I'm still going to gain, learn, and interpret, you know, have some kind of knowledge I can utilize later. I mean, once you start working those habits, it's limitless power. And that's where it comes to aiming, you know, actually getting the results. If you just have an empty love of money, of course, that's not going to work for you. Because if you just love money and you don't know how to keep it, you don't know what to do with it, it's not going to come back to you. You're just going to have a lot of it, lose it fast, you know, win the lottery, and now you're broke again. But if you have those fundamentals, if you know how to invest, if you know how to budget, if you know how to save, if you know how to pay yourself first, and that in itself is a concept of results. I want to have more than enough, I have to increase my revenue. I have to make sure I have more than enough. Because once you have more than enough, you find that, okay, now I can pay you this bill because I have that. I have more than enough money to pay that because I have my groceries. You know, I have what I need first before I give you what you need to the point where I'm broke. And then that's, I tell people all the time, man, this is capitalism. This isn't socialism. Oh, this isn't communism. Oh, you got to capitalize. We talk about equality, and I get, you know, you have to take care of it. We talk about equality, that's all fine and dandy, but we're more about results. And at the end of the day, you have to capitalize off your results. So what are you trying to accomplish, and how do you get there? And there you go.
Flag over here dropping a whole like $1 million course over here. So you got lucky with this one; it was free. So next time you're gonna be charged a few thousands of dollars. So I'm gonna let that be on him.
Hey, I gotta make sure I give you my copy for that one too, man. I gotta post this back, but it's for the pre-book sale.
So one more thing, I'm about to get you back on again. I knew we was gonna do some great, but I didn't know we were going this route. I'm like, ooh, we over dropping this.
Hey, man.
So, all right, so this is the last little thing before I'm going to wrap it up. Ooh, we are going to have almost an hour in, but that's great information. Is this, one thing I think that, because I know right now we're like in a social media age and everybody likes everything fast, but patience is definitely a virtue. And a lot of times people want things right now, or they look at other people's success and much more, and maybe it may not be time for you to get your breakthrough yet. Maybe you need to learn a couple more things, because if you were given to it too soon, you won't be ready for that big, you know, the gift or blessing. So I'm a strong believer that when the time is right, and as long as you're doing everything that you need to do, it will happen. So I'm gonna let you know, finish it off with that, and then we'll wrap it up. But I want you to get your opinion on that.
Oh, well, you know, I get you a quick one, you know, just like I mentioned earlier about people not seeing your vision. You know, when I was working in security, the first 4 months, I had to work the night shift. my wife worked a job where she had to work the morning shift. Basically, for 4 months, I didn't see my wife. Those 4 months felt like forever to me at the time. You know, it did take patience for me to not see my wife. You know, I needed her for a lot of emotional support. Of course, we still talk, but it's not the same as, you know, actually being able to spend that one-to-one FaceTime, you know, together. But, you know, in those four months, I was able to go from working in security to accomplishing my dream of being a case manager to get to where I am now being a social worker. Because once, you know, but point being, once I achieved that, now me and my wife work the same schedule. Now I can see her. My patience was a virtue. Well, it felt like forever because I was just focused on what I needed to do. It did feel like forever every day. But then when I looked up and I got that promotion, oh, it's only been 4 months. Wow. Why? Because I just hunkered down, focused on the results. You know, even though I was uncomfortable, I made myself comfortable to get to where I needed to be. And here we are now. So that's it. I'll end it with that, man. I appreciate you.
No problem. So with all that said, like, I'm going to wrap it up before anything, you know, it's my boy Flag 2Gs, but where can they find you at? Any social media you want to shout out?
Oh, man, well, you know, I have, you got Flag with 2Gs, Lantern on Facebook. I got some things coming in the works right now, man. Like I said, I have a 5-month-old, man, so I might need a little PR help, but I got some things coming soon. I have a Twitter as well, at Flag with 2Gs. But well, I'll be getting back to you guys later, hopefully with a book. I got my man Chris Holmes over here helping me out, so we'll see what we have coming in store.
Awesome. I'm going to critique your word. Now, hopefully it will. I'm a big old choice of words. So with that said, we're going to wrap everything up. It's your host, Chris Holmes, always bringing you inspirational guests. This time, $1 million information. Y'all got lucky on this one. Saying we always helping you take it to the next level. And I have my special guest by the name of Lance. I'm going to finish off. Lance.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Flag
with 2Gs.
There you go.
Yeah, my bad. You know, also, you can hit me in my email for any of my opportunities. Lance_Flag@yahoo.com. I even have Lance Flag@elpasoco.com. So, hey, hit me up.
All right, cool. All fun and good games. So, make sure you subscribe, share to all the social media, and much more. It's going to be on, you know, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, much more, because, you know, got to get the inspiration going and make everybody and make an impact in everybody's lives and help you take it to the next level. Peace. I